The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Oh, it's nice.
It is kind of, where the hell is my coffee at? I love my coffee. It is kind of nice.
Well, we got, isn't this hurt, like this weather?
I almost feel like I'm sitting up a little bit.
Yeah, so the weather we're having, isn't this dry side of the hurricane? This is a fluke.
This is, no, we're not even dry side. This is
what
totally
is this?
Different. This is a totally different.
What's going feature. Away?
Yeah, we had a cold front come through. This okay. has nothing to do with the hurricane.
Okay.
So that's nice.
No, it's nice. But this
I'm wearing
is where,
long sleeves this is in where, August.
Right now, we're not in August. So this is where everybody goes, oh, fall. Fall.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Today is week one of college football.
Yeah.
UAB's playing North Carolina A&T later on tonight, and we're here again at Vulcan. Thanks again to the fine folks at the Vulcan Museum for right. having us. They invited us to come up here. We love Curry and Claypo. We love that Josh Claypo and Tony Curry guy. So come on up. And it was perfect because Trent Dilfer had his football team here yesterday. He pointed up right there, Vulcan. He said, that's what we're playing for, baby. We're playing for the Vulcan and the people of this beautiful city of Birmingham, Alabama. That's who we're playing for.
That's good.
And here's the other thing is, there are only 6 returning starters on that football team, which means there's 114 dudes. And some of them obviously are from around this area because we recruit heavily in the state of Alabama.
I know.
But there's a lot of players that have never even seen Vulcan.
And Vulcan's beautiful.
Exactly. And this morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 4:35 o'clock this morning, look. The entire bridge was lit up gold and green.
We're doing.
They changed all the colors. It was all gold and green as you drove through. If you drove through Birmingham this morning, it was all gold and green. It was super good too.
I feel like, you know, we're more than a university and a medical school.
You got yourself. This is a very exciting year too because you got Trent Dilfer who has never coached a college football game. Tonight is his first college football game.
What does he coach? High school?
He coached high school up in the Nashville area.
Okay.
So this is his first college football game.
Yeah, good for him.
In North Carolina A&T, by the way, and Mark Ingram told me this on our UAB's director's chair. Did you realize that North Carolina A&T is the biggest HBCU in the country?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I would have not. That's very interesting.
It is. So we'll see if they bring it later on tonight at Protective Life Stadium. Protective Stadium is going to be rocking tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be there, and my son's coming home from college today, coming home from Clemson.
For the weekend.
Just for the weekend for Labor Day, good so I get to see my boy later on tonight.
My daughter's going the other way.
I'm excited.
She's going to Charleston. She's waiting till the floods are gone. Is she going to go?
I was going to say, when's she leaving?
She's leaving Friday.
Okay.
So it's unless
it
turns
dried out enough.
Charleston floods. I mean, Charleston floods when it rains.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to go visit her sorority sister.
Yeah, I saw some, some type of outdoor festival selling kind of stuff, and they got tables, and they're like, oh, it's traditionally up to about here about every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it goes up to our kneecaps every day. We just wait for it to go. We sit on our tables and sell our wares, and then we're good to go.
It does. I mean, Charleston literally, it floods not like New Orleans Katrina flood, but it rained. When we moved my daughter in, we were wading in water up to our knee, just above our calf to get her.
I'm also very excited for two other reasons. First of all, we had a super blue moon last night for the first time in 14 years. It was beautiful. 8:30 last night was the best time to watch it.
I couldn't see it from my house.
It was amazing. It was amazing this morning.
This morning I saw it, yeah.
And today being the unofficial kickoff of college football, well, the official kickoff of college football, but the unofficial kickoff of the Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to Our Lady of the Valley Church, 3 o'clock today, to pick up my meat. I've got 4 racks of ribs, I've got 4 butts, and I've got 4 chickens I'm picking up from the Knights of Columbus. They do their big cookout. So I got all this meat.
When do you not eat meat? Isn't there a part?
Only on Fridays during Lent. That's the only time we don't eat meat. Oh, Catholics eat meat all the time.
So
we
love Fridays, meat. But it's Fridays during Lent, not Fridays.
No.
Okay.
No, hell no. No. If we had to go all year not eating meat on Fridays, I think I'd change religious affiliation.
Okay.
So we're going to be eating a lot of meat. And of course, I got some extra meat to send home with my boy. So we're going to be eating a lot of meat. Now I'm thinking to myself, go ahead.
Okay.
Did that sound right? Sending meat home with my boy?
No, that's not it. You got a lot. Like, what is he going to do with it? He's in the dorm.
He's got a freezer. He's got a refrigerator with a freezer. My boy's living
full
high
size?
In the My boy's living
no,
high
no,
in
no,
the
no,
hog.
No, seriously. Full size refrigerator?
No, enough to put 3 or 4 pieces of Tupperware in there, and he can eat off of Boston butt for like the next 3 or 4 months. Oh, yeah.
Check that freezer out, dude.
It's good.
It's like real
It's got
freezer?
Popsicles in it right
it
now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Wow, Clemson, they don't cut any
No, it is one of their refrigerators, too.
That's sweet, because, dorm refrigerators and
freezers. And it's got the microwave attached to the top. Yes, and it fits right
underneath his bed. Is he in a dorm or in his apartment?
He's in a dorm.
Back in our day, it was cinder block and nothing else.
So would you be eating this meat?
Yes.
If you knew it was being grown in a petri dish.
I cannot wait to get on TV and have all you meat defensive meat eaters. Yes, it's meat. It is meat.
So we're talking about cultivated meat. The FDA recently approved. We're one of only three countries in the world who have approved cultivated meat, which means they're now growing meat in a petri dish. It's stem cell. They're taking cells from animals.
Yep.
And they're putting it in a dish and they're growing it. It takes somewhere between, I think the article you sent me, 4 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And then it comes out in the store as Boston butt or as a steak and you can grow anything you want.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're still perfecting.
They're working on chickens right now.
Right. So they can create chicken tissue.
And so you're like, why in the hell would we eat that? Well, because of the greenhouse effect that we have. I want to say that wild or livestock is like responsible for almost a third of all greenhouse stuff. I mean, so much so that Wendy's is feeding grain to its cows just so they don't fart anymore, because that's part of the greenhouse effect.
I have been to a couple places, not restaurants. I've been to a couple eco lodge things where they use gas from pigs and cows to power methane. They turn it into they power the lodge with the gas from the cows and the pigs. That's why I'm saying it isn't such a terrible thing. And what's really interesting, here's what's really interesting to me, and I probably won't do this on television, because there is all the whole controversy about stem cell research with humans.
Yeah. That is something I get it.
But with animals, does it make any difference? I'm not saying animals are the same as humans, but does anyone have a problem with that from a moral standpoint?
It goes back to Clone and Dolly. I think whenever you start growing life, I think it gets to be pretty sticky. I think there's a lot of...
Well, are you growing life? Because you're growing live tissue.
Yeah.
You're not growing the chicken.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, but there's no need to. So you're selectively...
There's some people that don't want us to recreate this woolly mammoth they're working on right now.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be coming out sometime.
If it gets out, we're in trouble. Yeah,
no. If we watch Jurassic Park 2 enough, we can realize we probably don't want to do that.
But I think that's so interesting, because we're not creating...
Well, what's the purpose in doing it?
Yeah.
That's what I kind of want to know. Because a lot of people are going to there's no way I'm going to eat meat that's not coming from a cow that comes from the field. I get that. Farmers really haven't said anything yet.
Well, yeah.
They don't think it's really going to affect them at this point. I don't think we're ever going to have a situation where cultivated meat is selling better than regular meat. I don't think that's going to happen. And
why?
The funny thing is, it's just not.
Because cultural reasons, like, you know, sort of the American
way. Well, it could be a lot more expensive. We don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, it's going to be now.
There's 150 different companies around the world that are actually cultivating their own meat. So they're trying to figure out ways to distribute it and manufacture it.
We do it with diamonds. We do it with oysters.
Yeah, but diamonds that are made aren't as... They're not nearly as rare, and people don't want them.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Not.
They're buying them in volume. It's like the difference between buying a Porsche and buying a nice Chevrolet.
But it's not as rare, and if it's not as rare, she doesn't want it.
No. This is no longer cubic zirconium days.
I know.
But that's what I'm saying.
I've done business with Diamonds Direct for years.
I know this.
I know that most women don't want a grown diamond. They want the real thing that comes out of the ground because it's rare.
You can do it
with pearls. You can do it with gold. You can do it with whatever you want.
Right, I understand that.
So it's not as rare, and it's not as...
What if you can't afford it? Well, and what if we get that?
We're apples and oranges here because you're talking about meat.
Okay.
Now, if you tell me that I'm going to save the planet by all of a sudden eating cultivated meat, I would actually think, should I do my part? Should I?
I think that's really interesting, and that's what I'm saying is people are very quick, and I understand, like everything else, we're in the early stages.
Yeah.
But my biggest question was, why would, unless that's your livelihood, if it's your livelihood to grow livestock.
Yeah.
I get it. But if you're just a meat eater,
it also saves a lot of land.
It saves land also. But if you're just a meat eater, why are you instantly opposed? As we went back and forth with our producer.
Yeah.
I only eat it if it, what are the goggles, what is it? Gobbles, snorts, or whatever, moves.
Yeah.
Why? If it is the same meat, it is the tissue. Tissues are made of cells.
There's going to be some taste test. I mean, there's going to be some big hunky-dory dude sitting, eating a porterhouse on one side of a porterhouse, and he's going to be eating the cultivated meat. He's not going to know the difference. Now, I don't know what the taste is going to be like.
We don't either.
And that's the other thing. I'm assuming that since we can cultivate meat now, we're going to be putting whatever we want into it.
What do you mean?
We could put chocolate chips into it if
no,
we want.
No, you can't.
Sure you can. If you're cultivating, you're growing, you can grow whatever.
No.
When you're growing meat,
no, but you can't
now we can start adding spices into the meat.
No.
I read an article. You can start marinating cultivated meat. You can start sticking sodium. You can start, if you like salty meat.
So
if you want meat that's only medium rare, you can grow medium rare meat.
No.
Yes.
You're growing tissue. You're not growing the cooked product.
It's coming.
No, you're not.
It's to the point where you can't overcook it, is what I'm telling you.
Okay, so you're growing tissue.
These are things down the road, but they're coming.
Yeah, but they're...
Because we'll screw with it.
Yes.
We're not just growing
steak. Look
at the
tomatoes we have.
I know, right?
They're perfect.
And listen, I'm not this guy that won't use a Duraflame log.
Yeah.
Some guy's like, hey, he's just stinking Duraflame. I'm starting to fire the real way like a real man does.
Right.
Real wood. I'm putting two pieces together. You know, I'll throw a Duraflame on if it gets me fired a little quicker.
So, just everybody, I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think it's, and to your point, if you were going to save the planet, would you eat cultivated meat? Why not?
One man can't save the planet. And I don't think enough people, meat eaters are meat eaters for a reason.
This is meat. That's the
How's it gonna affect? What are they gonna do when they start growing deer meat? You think hunting's gonna go down? People are gonna stop hunting because
no.
What if they shoot their deer for meat specifically to feed their family?
That's okay.
They can cultivate their own deer meat.
No, but that's okay. If that's okay, but you now
could
start
we cultivate like 24, 25 point deer.
We're not cloning the deer.
We could though.
No, but we could. That's the Dolly.
We cultivate
thing. But there's a difference. Hang on. But there's a difference, right? There's a difference because we talked about this, the cloning of animals, right? The whole animal.
Yeah.
Also think about it. If you're cloning the whole animal, if you're cloning the chicken to turn around and kill the chicken so that you can eat the chicken. Why? Like, what's the point? This is just cultivating the chicken breast, for example.
Is that a PETA thing? I wonder what PETA thinks about all this.
That's interesting.
Because a PETA is against... They're the ethical treatment of animals, necessarily not meat.
Right.
So if you're cultivating, they probably love this, right?
Yes.
Can we cultivate hot dogs?
We do cultivate.
We do, right? I know, we're already cultivating that. Can we grow a hot dog, though?
No, because a hot dog's not a piece of meat.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. It's like several pieces.
Why couldn't we?
Well, yeah, you
can
could.
Can I cultivate a bratwurst?
No.
Sure.
No.
Yes.
Because
with antlers?
No, because bratwurst doesn't have a cellular component because it doesn't have a single cell.
Can we cultivate a turducken?
No.
Why not?
I mean,
why couldn't we start building a turkey inside of a duck inside of a chicken?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Right.
I guess you could because we're not talking about the animal.
No, we're
what
just
you're
talking
asking is okay. So a turkey. I'm just using this. A turkey breast. Duck breast, and what is the third one?
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Right. So you could take that, and you could. Oh, but you want it to do all rolled into one.
Yes.
Not saying all three pieces of cultivated meat.
No, all together.
Yeah, you just put the cells together. That's
right?
Fine. Yeah. You could splice it. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's.
See, then I wonder, man, because I was thinking about veal on the way over here. For some reason, veal sounded good.
Pondering meat.
Veal sounded really good, but I don't like idea that we kill a cow so young.
Yeah.
We should let them get big and fat and old before we kill them, right?
Veal, you could make a whole. Think about all the people who don't eat veal because they know the way that veal is processed.
I used to go to a bar in Louisville, Kentucky called Butchertown Pub. Butchertown Pub?
Yeah.
Oh man, I always get it. Butchertown Pub was called Butchertown Pub because that's where the Butchertown was.
Right.
And you get stuck behind these trucks and you see these cows and their eyes would be all looking around and you knew they were going to get slaughtered.
I don't like that.
And then I'd have me a big fat steak afterwards. They actually serve steak, but it smelled so bad during the middle of the summer.
I like the veal idea.
Yeah.
The veal idea is really interesting because again, people will say,
well, think about delicacies though. like in China or Japan where they have delicates? What kind of, what, I don't know what they eat over there.
What's that's rare?
Like a, like.
Well, oh, you could, this is the whole thing.
Could you grow like bird nest soup?
No, but like Wagyu beef, right? The very rare beef because of the way that it's treated. Right. Now we just take some stem cells from that beef. And now, oh, this is
it
the diamond.
It should be a hell of a lot cheaper.
Right.
But I think that's the only way people are going to eat it. If I'm going and I think like a filet right now is like $28 a pound, and I can get a filet for half that, and it tastes the same.
Right. But you think about right now.
That's the price point I'm going.
Right now it's
going
to be the opposite. So you think about now, you go to the grocery store and you want to buy non-pesticide, organic, not meat, just vegetables, right, or fruit. It tends to be significantly more expensive.
Yeah.
Right? Organic, the stuff that's better for
now,
you.
Now, is this cultivated meat considered organic?
Oh, yeah. Because there's no... Because
there's nothing in it, right?
Yeah. Well, unless you think that the putting of stem cells together is not... Yeah. No antibiotics. No... It's created. You're not using
it. You could put antibiotics in it.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's very interesting. That's really got my brain thinking. That's
look at us. We're going to have to come up with something to say.
We'll talk. I know. We'll talk more. Can we just send this clip to Fox 6? We'll be on Fox 6 this morning at 9:35 talking about...
I don't know why I'm there.
Because there's going to be a lot of meat eating going on. There's going to be a lot of meat eating going on. I cannot wait to pick up all my meat today. I'm just going to lay all the meat out. And I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm just going to start picking. Oh, I love
meat. You going to lay on the meat?
Love meat. I might. I just made it roll around in it. Stick in the bathtub, just roll around in it. And then make my kids... Have a nice Labor Day.
I'm so glad he's coming home for you.
Me too. I know. I'm super excited. All right. We got some birthdays. We got some special days we'll get into. And a guy takes his wife out to dinner for her birthday. And you're not going to believe they charged him $15 for this. I'll tell you about that story coming up here in 30 seconds. Let me get my coffee and we'll continue here from Vulcan. This is where the UAB Blazers were yesterday. This is the Curry and Klepo show on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.